Alright, friends, it's been a while. I've missed you guys. Just to be honest, this is my take two. I already recorded this whole entire thing and the audio sounded horrible, you guys. But I'm gonna stick to it. I'm gonna let you guys know what's going on because that's my goal. Okay, here we go. Alright. Oh man. So, just a life update. I am officially in New York City. I'm back and forth for about a year and a half, but I have almost been in New York for a solid almost 1 year now. And it's really exciting for me because I feel like I'm slowly now setting. Sorry, that's just. Okay, I feel like I'm slowly now setting roots into New York City. I feel like I'm finally feeling a part of the New York culture. So, yeah, basically, I've just been adapting to this environment of New York and what is New York, and just allowing New York to teach me about who it is instead of me making assumptions of what New York is based upon, I don't know, movies, other people I've met who have lived in New York City. So just trying to fill up my own idea of what New York is instead of taking on stereotypes or other people's perceptions. So as an introvert, right now, I just feel like the concrete jungle is just wonderful because I can get lost in the city with thousands of people inside. I don't have to feel a part of something. And those of us who are introverts who are listening, you know, we like to feel lost in a crowd and we don't have to feel like we have to be a part of the group. Yes, it's great to be a part of something sometimes, but it's okay not to as well. So I'm enjoying being lost inside the concrete jungle so far. I'm also a nomad. I don't have a permanent place to stay, but it's okay. It's okay. I do Airbnbs and things of those nature, but right now I just hop from one place to another. I do some co-living spots, so it's nice for now, but I know eventually I'm going to want something permanent. So I'll speak it out to existence. I'm going to get a house by the end of this year. Whether it's sitting on the dotted line or walking through that door, I will get a house. That's my goal. A lot of people are like, oh, New York's so expensive. How are you going to get a house? There's outskirts, you know, there's ways. And where there's a will, there's a way. And what's meant to be will happen. And I feel like that's what my life is going to lead me towards. It's a home house. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to be fulfilled and come into fruition. And yeah, it's just, I know, it is what it is. But I love New York. I've always wanted to live here, always wanted to be a part of it. And it wasn't until, you know, I was called to it, you know, by God, and God said, you're going to New York. I thought it was a joke. And I thought it would never happen. But here I am. And I'm making do for what I've been given and feel very appreciative of the favor and the hospitality and the lack thereof that I've learned in New York City. Not everything's up to par, but, you know, you learn to appreciate when things do go good. But yeah, other than that, I have met a few friends, and hopefully I'll keep you guys further updated as I, you know, get closer to my dream home and things of that nature. Yeah, but that's not even why I came on here. I actually came on here to talk about the Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick situation. So basically, as some of us have heard, we've heard about Jay-Z and Colin situation with regards to the NFL and how Jay-Z is now stepping into a role to speak up for the social injustice in regards to the NFL. my take on it is two ways. One, in regards to Jay-Z, how he's, you know, not really keeping in the loop with Colin by his side. He has taken on this task himself, even though he wasn't the one to take a knee or has taken a knee. He is just one who has come across the situation and now is taking reign. Somehow I'm perceiving it as he's taking reign in ownership of this social injustice partaking that Colin has started in NFL. So from my perspective, you know, Jay-Z hasn't really been fair in regards to, you know, inviting and including Colin into the discussion. Like I said, just because you're brown doesn't mean you're down. So just because Jay-Z is a African-American man who probably and has been part of injustice situations that would happen to him, it doesn't mean he's the one to start the discussion and break out the discussion. And I feel like since Colin does have a background in, you know, African-American studies, he is one, in my opinion, to have some form of educated knowledge of Black history and how, you know, that has affected our lives. And the other part of this is Colin's silence. You know, we know he has this education and he's well-informed and he has taken the knee and been a part of the backlash of it all and the protests of this social injustice of trying to make known the injustice of African-American males and the police brutality. I find that his silence is understood coming from an introverted perspective, and here's why. You know, as an introvert, we usually sit back and we think and we process, and we're not one to jump into a conversation. So from what I've hear and heard, you know, he has his girlfriend speaking, his close friend speaking for him. And usually when you find people in your circle that you trust, to know who your voice, you allow them to speak. I don't think they're quite speaking for him, but they're speaking through what they feel is it, which, how should I put this? They're speaking in the sense of what they feel should be fair for him. Maybe not particularly what he has said to them, to what he feels is fair for himself. As an introvert, we allow people to speak in regards to how they feel about our situation. And I haven't heard quite exactly what Colin feels about the situation itself. And I feel like we need to give him time, and I feel like we need to give him space and allow him to process and think thoroughly. Yes, I've understood that Colin has taken a deal with the NFL in regards to money, something under a $10 million deal, and that was hush-hush as well. But, you know, I don't know reasons why he decided on that. I don't know what his intentions were. Like I said, as an introvert, you don't share everything. You don't share your reasons why. So, in regards to that deal, it's separate for me in regards to this situation of Jay-Z taking a hold of this diversity and inclusion, social injustice situation, and making himself be the voice, when really, if, so quote-unquote, you know, Colin was his friend, he would bring him along, because he, as in Colin, was the one to bring up the discussion and the manner of the social injustice within not only the NFL, which slowly appeared as he took a knee, but the police brutality against African-American men and the killings of them, and the outrage that we as predominantly people of color in regards to African-American people have felt and seen. And you know, just having a one-sided perspective and just allowing Jay-Z just to be that voice, I don't think that's fair. And I think it would be fair to have Colin be a part of that discussion, and having the educated background that Colin has can contribute to that. So that's my piece on it as an introvert perspective. And I feel like we should give Colin time to express that. And if he never does, it's not our place to know. We just kind of have to understand the silence, and if he does want to speak out, I would love to hear as an introvert what he has to say in regards to how he feels about the situation, even though you know, he has the right to either speak out or not. So yeah, all right, friends, it's been great to be back on and just give you guys a life update. I hopefully can continue this update with you guys and inform you guys more on what will happen to me as I partake in this New York journey and this new season of my life, and keep you guys informed from my introverted perspective. So hopefully you're all having a great day, and continue to be your amazing selves, and have a happy hibernation.